Step Up Podcast.
Okay, we're going to go straight in at the deep end here. What is the major failing of modern society? I reckon it's the lack of examination and introspection we apply to it. In order to progress in any form, we must be able and willing to analyse our current cultures, customs, and our civilization as a whole. But we rarely take time to evaluate ourselves and our own actions, let alone something as colossal as the whole structure of society. The likelihood is that criticising someone's football team, someone's religion, even someone's hair will get you into a scuffle of words, or perhaps worse.
Oi, what did you just say about me?
So wide-scale criticism of society is usually dismissed as stupid, unrealistic, idealistic, or simply futile. So just like someone supposedly having an out-of-body experience, looking down upon themselves, it is only with objective analysis of our institutions, beliefs, systems and traditions that we can gain perspective. But it's almost as if people don't want to gain perspective. They're either afraid of the sheer size of our problems, or reduced to apathy through the complicated and intimidating nature of our problems. The size of the problem should never be off-putting. As Marie Curie once said, nothing in life is to be feared, it is only to be understood. And one should never be reduced to apathy, as apathy just leads to self-delusion and ignorance. The immediate brick wall that many are quick to put up upon hearing societal criticism needs to be broken down, and the sooner the better. Sometimes I think we don't quite understand the amazing and advantageous position our species is in. We're pretty much the only species to be able to collectively analyse itself and improve. To help us realise the awesomeness of this ability, let's try to appreciate how we came to have it. We all know about DNA. It's the molecule that contains information on how to make a living organism. Now hold on to your seats, because here comes a science fact. If you took all the DNA out of every cell in your body and stretched it end to end, it would kill you. No, but seriously, if you did stretch out every helix of DNA in your body, it would reach to the moon and back thousands of times. That's a lot of information. Imagine having to copy all that information. It'd be like writing out the whole Game of Thrones book series by hand thousands of times. You would definitely make a little typo or spelling mistake every now and then. The same thing happens to DNA. When it copies itself, roughly once in every billion runs, it makes an error. This error is what enables the production of slightly different organisms. In effect, the DNA learns adaptations of organisms through its imperfect copying process. This is evolution, and this is how every species that we see now, from the butterfly to the crocodile, has come to be. So there is beauty in imperfection. Now, of course, some of these errors end up handicapping an organism's chance for survival, and that strain gets killed off. But some of these errors actually end up being favourable to an organism, enabling it to survive and reproduce. The DNA accumulated information through its errors and generated an adapted species. Now, as far as progress goes, this is a somewhat slow process. Well, that's an understatement. It's an excruciatingly slow process. But after millions of years, this process eventually managed to generate a faster way of learning. It produced organisms with brains. These brains could accumulate information, learn, and to some extent adapt in real time. All the information accumulated by these organisms unfortunately always died out with the organism, though. No matter how many tricks you teach your dog, he has no way of passing on that information to his mates. It wasn't until Homo sapiens developed the skills of higher language and collective learning through communication that we were able to really thrive. We developed a system of communication so precise that information individuals learnt could outlast the individual. We were no longer relying purely on Darwinian evolution to progress and develop like every other species before us. We were now able to record and pass down information, skills, and knowledge. Every time a new baby was born, it didn't have to repeat the same rigmarole of dangerous learning processes. It could be taught by its elders. We accumulated information and knowledge from generation to generation. We are the only species on our 4.5 billion year old planet with the ability of collective learning, and therefore the ability to analyse its behaviour, its effects, and consequently improve itself. Where Darwinian evolution enabled species to adapt over hundreds and hundreds of years through genetic mutations or errors, we began to analyse and discard detrimental behaviours in just one generation. Take, for instance, the trousers popular in the 1980s, the flares. We were able to rid ourselves of that disastrous creation in just a decade or so. But seriously, we managed to rid ourselves of destructive customs like human sacrifices, superstitions, slavery, and sexism. These were all once taken as completely normal and healthy. But through scientific thinking and scrutinising, we managed to grow out of all of them.
Didn't we, girls? You slags.
Well, almost all of them. We managed to adapt and progress through realising the folly of our ways. This is the kind of fast improvement that our species is now capable of. But only if we continue to apply self-analysis and avoid becoming complacent and blinkered. We must not let the pressures of modern society impede or disrupt our will to analyse and progress. Our respect and desperation for short-term profit in business has begun to make us overlook its effects on ourselves, our climate, and upon our fellow species. If we walk through life continuing to treat what is perceived as normality as acceptable and unchangeable, we are heading for a dangerous future. At what point did our future stop being captivating and enchanting, and instead become alarming and unsettling? We used to dream of empty hospital wards and badass hoverboards. Now we're worrying about catastrophic climate change and nuclear missiles with unlimited range. We used to dream of cleaning the oceans and growing new forests of trees. Now we're anxious about parliamentary motions and the extinction of bees. We must all be taught from a young age to never respect conventional thought without reason. To never accept teachings or ideologies without analysis and logic. The most important factor determining evolutionary success is adaptability. Surely then, we must strive to be as analytical and as adaptable as possible. We must learn to analyse and update our values and behaviours if we are going to bring progression and therefore endurance to our species. The following blogs, podcasts, addresses, essays, whatever you want to call them, will tackle different notions, behaviours or systems that we need to analyse and subsequently alter, or maybe even leave behind altogether.